Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called The Business of Managing Tensions. The fundamental tensions which companies must manage was the primary topic of a panel I spoke on last week. We discussed H2O Audio, a company which makes waterproof cases, waterproof headphones and headsets, and waterproof armbands for iPods and MP3 players. The panel was part of the MIT Enterprise Forum, a regular gathering of business leaders in which a case study method is used to uncover valuable business insights. Each month, a presentation is made by a CEO of an innovative technology company, and the panelists discuss the key challenges the company is facing. An audience of nearly 250 people attended this month's forum, which focused on restarting the startup, H2O Audio. The discussion ended up focusing a lot on the tensions which most growth companies have to figure out how to manage well. Tensions like core customers versus new markets. H2O Audio's CEO, Tom Camper, gave an overview of the company's current customers and his vision of its future customer base. While it currently targets the niche swimming market, he wants to appeal to the much larger fitness and active lifestyle market. On the one hand, it makes sense. According to the SGMA, there are only 3.7 million active swimmers, while there are over 220 million fitness, gym, running, and cycling participants. So the larger market offers more growth potential. But targeting the larger market isn't a slam dunk. There are a lot more players competing for that market's business. H2O Audio's sales force, distribution, and marketing budget are all fractions of those competitors, so it'll be difficult to break through in the broader market. And those customers are probably placing less value on H2O Audio's advanced performance and are more price sensitive. Plus, going after the larger, less hardcore market is probably not going to be well received by the company's current customers. Like many growth-minded sporting goods companies before it, H2O Audio may be charged with selling out and watering down their products. A startup can't afford to alienate its current customers. It needs every sale it gets. So H2O Audio may need to manage this tension between securing core customers and expanding into new markets by adjusting its target strategy and pursuing only adjacent markets which are closer to its core, like amateur competitors and serious fitness enthusiasts. Another tension is distribution versus marketing. Companies trying to grow small market shares tend to struggle with expanding distribution versus advertising and PR. They have a limited amount of working capital, and so they can channel it either toward growing the sales force, pursuing new distribution, and paying steep slotting fees, or it can be used to fund advertising PR to generate broader awareness and stronger preference among consumers. But not both, or rather, not both very well. It's the classic conundrum. You need to make sure people want to buy your product, but you also need to make sure your product is readily available in channel so that people who want to buy it can. Also, retailers are more likely to pick up your product if you're giving it strong promotional support. It's hard to find the right balance between the two, and there isn't one right answer. But in H2O Audio's case, it seems distribution is probably the better investment. That's because they can promote their products quite cost-effectively through social media, provided they stick to a narrowly defined target, per the point I made before, and because they can use targeted channels to help develop awareness and preference on shelf. Again, a more focused target which shops at fewer distribution points makes a difference. And there's the tension of function versus form. Tension in product development arises between increasing functionality and improving form. H2O Audio is planning some significant product changes to move from a heavy-duty action sports look and feel to a slim multi-sport use focus. The changes are important in order to broaden the brand's appeal beyond big male athletes with physiques and style sensibilities like Michael Phelps and Laird Hamilton, two of the company's celebrity endorsers. But Tom also talked about expanding into colors and designs to make the products more fashionable. And that's where the product development tension arises. Should product development be more focused on improving the technical functionality of the products, For H2O Audio, this might mean wireless headphones, which seem to be a real need for swimmers and other athletes dealing with equipment and gear like paddles and surfboards. Or should their energies be channeled to making the products more stylish and fun to wear? H2O Audio is probably looking to follow in the footsteps of iPod and mobile phone skins and cases. I'm guessing that making the products more fashionable is a less expensive undertaking than making them more technologically advanced, and changes in form may be more immediately noticeable to the shopper. But H2O Audio has built its brand and its business on making purpose-built, waterproof products for athletic performance. New products and new features which reinforce performance seem to be a more effective way to strengthen the company's differentiation and competitive advantage. It's not an either-or decision, but a startup company's resources are limited, and so product development direction needs to be prioritized. As I reflected on these and other tensions which H2O Audio is working through, it reminded me of something I had seen in the feature Fast Company magazine ran on Nike's CEO, Mark Parker, last month. It was an image of a page from Mark's journal with the word balance at the top, and it listed all the different dimensions of his business which he works on keeping in balance. The image served as a telling reminder that all business is about managing tensions. These struggles are not the sole purview of startups like H2O Audio. And while they may seem like major challenges to Tom Camphor, I'm guessing Mark Parker would forewarn him that it only gets harder as the company grows. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.